The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is Michelle Kaur. I trust my lashes to Lashinaflash, the solution for thicker, longer, stronger, silky, sensual lashes that accentuate and highlight your eyes and face. Lashinaflash Enhancing Serum takes your lashes to a new dimension of length, volume, and growth. Why live with thin, brittle, and short lashes? Lashinaflash helps to build strong lashes that reach amazing lengths the natural way. Lashinaflash's all-natural formula is free of toxic chemicals, prostaglandin drugs, parabens, and salt. With Lashinaflash Enhancing Serum, you'll experience optimal length and fullness as it naturally helps restore and rejuvenate your eyelashes. Lash out with Lashinaflash. See the difference. It's safe and effective, and there's no prescription needed. Voice America and KWSS listeners save 10% and free shipping. Enter coupon code 6PICKS at lashinaflash.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kaur, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kaur.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you from KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale, and Voice America Variety Health and Wellness Channels. Today we're going skin deep with Anne-Marie Slater, Director of Education of Skin Probiotic Systems. Also, Dr. Ken Muhich, owner of Stetson Chiropractic and 6 Degrees, official King of Pain, joins us to co-host today's show. And now, one of my favorite top docs, Dr. Joe Dispenza. Neuroscientist, chiropractor, author, lecturer, special guest, and my favorite contributor to the smash hit docudrama, What the Bleep Do We Know, joins us to explore the multifaceted relationship between your brain and your body. Those of you who have both of those. We'll be discussing his book, Evolve Your Brain and the Science of Changing Your Mind, and recent audio series, The Art of Change. I'm your host, Michelle Kaur. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Very good, Michelle. Happy to be with you as always.
Oh, we love having you here. So thanks for taking time out of your Saturday to join us.
Sure.
We've got some actually fun surprise guests joining us in the studio, too. I like to bring everything back around to 6 degrees because it really is a very, very small world. So two friends that I happen to meet, I believe both on Facebook, Jeffrey Willenblank and, of course, Claudia Ruiz. Claudia happened to listen to my show several months ago, I think back in December or January, when you were on, Doc, and we were promoting the Gift and Shift conference in Sedona, and I was giving away two tickets, and Claudia won the tickets, and I looked at where she was from, and she's from Florida. I said, you do realize this doesn't include airfare, right? She's like, that's okay. I have the book Evolve Your Brain, and I'm going to figure out a way to get there. So had the pleasure of meeting Claudia, and we're all still in touch. And then Jeffrey happened to call me yesterday, so he's in the studio too.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it'll be fun.
Well, thanks to you, Doc. We're all together.
Cool.
Well, I'm so excited for this topic because, well, first of all, everything I try to do on the show is about change, and I try to break that down. And yes, sometimes it's a process, but often it's just a quantum leap, and you really help make that possible.
Well, gosh, you know, I think that, the universe is always changing, and everything's changing, and if we're staying the same, we're not, keeping up with the universe. The concept of change, of course, has become a hot topic because I think so many different systems in our world are beginning to crumble, and it's time for us to start looking within.
Well, at your seminar in Sedona, you talk so much, at all your seminars, and I know you're going to be here for the Celebrate Your Life entire seminar that they have. I think it's November 5th through the 8th.
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah, you can go to celebrateyourlife.org to find out more. But you talk about making change, but there's no such thing as positive thinking, it's positive feeling. And I remember sitting there going, but I can't remember some of the positive feelings I had before. I couldn't really remember having been in love or having everything be peaceful in my life. And you talk about, can we believe in a future that we cannot see or experience with our senses, especially if it hasn't already happened? Can we create it in our mind? And you give people the blueprint as to how they can make that happen.
Well, I think that's the quantum law. I think the quantum law is that, if we look at just what quantum physics says, quantum physics is really nonsense. It's an immaterial world that exists beyond our senses, beyond time and space. And so if we use our senses to define reality, we'll always talk ourselves out of possibility because the Newtonian concept of reality is based on our senses. It's based on predictable. It's based on what we can measure. It's based on what we can feel with our bodies in a particular environment and be able to calculate it within a certain amount of time. That quantum model of reality is the antithesis of that, because if we can actually change the brain and body just by thought alone, and there's enough scientific evidence to prove it, then if the body and brain have changed as a result of our mental efforts, it looks like the experience has already happened physically because the body's already physically changed. So in the quantum reality, then, if we've changed the brain and body because we've thought about something or had an intention about something and became so involved in that thought process that the thought becomes the experience, once the thought becomes the experience produces an emotion. Now we have mind and body working together because thoughts are the language of the brain and feelings are the language of the body. And when we have our thinking and feeling aligned, we move into a state of being. Now, once we're in that state of being, that quantum field responds to who we're being, not just what we're thinking or not just what we're feeling, but the combination of those two. Now, when we get to that point where the brain and body have changed, well, if the quantum field is a self-reflective field, then the event has already happened. That's when we start seeing those synchronicities to begin to show up in our life, because we're in the flow, and then we can leave the details of how it's going to happen to that greater consciousness, and it organizes events in our life in a way that is just right for us.
Well, I think that's the most exciting part, and I know Jeffrey's going to speak to that in a little bit because he's gone through quite a transformation just since hearing the show for the first time, attending your seminar, reading your book, watching your movies, and now where he's arrived here today, it's been very serendipitous. But I love what you said, and so many of us think there has to be a process, and I think that's the biggest way that we're in our own way, is we know where we want to go, but we're so used to the old thinking of goal setting and having a plan and getting there as opposed to just believing it so.
Yeah, this is a, you can't cross this chasm in two jumps. You have to make it in one. Because the moment you begin to try to predict an outcome, you've just gone Newtonian again. The moment you try to control how it happens, you've gone back to the Newtonian concept. And so it doesn't mean that we can't have goals. We can have very clear goals. We can have very clear milestones that correlate with the purpose that we have in our life, to be a certain way or to be a greater sense of self or to experience these particular things. But the universe, then, working with the universe in those laws, means then that all we have to do is change our mind and body. All we have to do is get up a different person than we've sat down, And we have to keep inputting into the field and then look for feedback in our life. Now, that doesn't mean you sit on the couch all day and you do nothing. It means that you have to get your behaviors to match your intentions. You have to get your actions equal to your thoughts. You actually have to get your body involved here, and you have to then make sure that those behaviors are supporting your very mental efforts. So when then you keep plugging into the field by what you do internally, and when you start to see results outside of you, you're going to correlate what you did inside of you and with what happened outside of you, and you're going to do it again. That's called cause and effect, right? You're causing an effect in your life as a result of your internal processes instead of the environment causing you to think and feel, you know, being a victim to the external world. We're actually doing the opposite. And when you start to correlate what you did inside of you with the results that are being produced outside of you, remember what you've done, and you'll do it again. Now, that now is beginning to operate in more of a quantum model.
Excellent. We're going to give people the 10 steps to change that I believe come from your book, Evolve Your Brain, The Science of Changing Your Mind on the Other Side. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. This is Michelle Kors with Vitabella Weight Loss Center's HCG Diet Plan. Vitabella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG Natural Hormone Diet. And maintain your weight loss. Vitabella Weight Loss Center's 623-334-5280. That's
623-334-5280. You sex a thing, you.
During tough economic times, positioning your business correctly is critical. This means creating a consistent and compelling message across all mediums, radio, television, print, and internet. Wolf Creative can craft the perfect wording for articles, press releases, websites, and collateral material, including design of print materials, ads, and websites. Wolf Creative, 602-441-5621, that's 602-441-5621, or visit JenWolfCreative.com, that's Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, for more details.
Doc's Place, in association with Next Student Academy of the Arts, presents 5 Tempting Men, a Temptations tribute band, performing live Sunday, July 25th, from 8 to 10 p.m. Cocktails served at 6, showtime at 8. 5 Tempting Men, a Temptations tribute band, featuring lead singer Cleveland Jones and famed Motown writer Al Boyd, performing live Sunday, July 25th, at Doc's Place, located at 40 East Camelback Road in Phoenix.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
You're listening to 6 Degrees, hopefully on KDSS 106.7. Thank you for all your emails and text messages. They are getting that little kink worked out, and we're going into Mercury retrograde soon, so hopefully that won't be a problem. Hopefully you're listening to us on Voice America Variety, health and wellness channels. You can always go to voiceamerica.com, Google my name in there, Michelle Kors, and you'll end up on the stream if you're missing it on the FM side. So sorry about the technical difficulty. We're visiting with Dr. Joe Dispenza, neuroscientist, chiropractor, author, lecturer, special guest, and my favorite top doc from the movie What the Bleep Do We Know. And we are talking about evolving your brain, the science of changing your mind. You can also visit drjoedispenza.com. That's Dr. Joe, DISPENZA.com. And don't forget, he's going to be here live in the flesh. We get him back. Do I get to pick you up this time, Doc?
I hope so.
I'll have to call Liz. But you're going to be here in Phoenix for Celebrate Your Life November 5th through the 8th. So what a treat for yourself, especially we're just talking about the ever-changing world, and we need to change with it. And one thing I like to do on the show is not break everything down into sound bites, but give people the tools they truly need to make change. And I love that in your book you talk about the 10 steps to change. I was hoping we could cover some of those, Doc.
Sure. I mean, I think the biggest problem with change is that we forget. We start out with really good intentions. We have, you know, a really good plan. We say and declare, I'm going to be this way or I'm going to do these things. And the next thing you know, we go unconscious and we're back to the old self again, thinking the same things, you know, performing the same actions, embracing the same emotions, but secretly expecting something unusual to happen in our life. So there has to be some type of reminder that we have to think about. We have to remind ourselves who we no longer want to be, how we no longer want to think, how we no longer want to act, how we no longer want to feel. And then we have to begin to think about who we do want to be and how we do want to act and how we do want to feel. And how we think, act, and feel makes up our personality. And our personality creates our personal reality. So if we woke up in the morning and asked ourselves a question at the beginning of the day, like, what is the greatest expression of myself that I can be today? What is the greatest sense of self that I could, an idealized sense of self that I could demonstrate throughout my entire day? And if we said, I'm actually not going to get up until I am this person. The process of observing the self, the old self, who we don't want to be, how we no longer want to think, act, or feel, that process is called metacognition. And what happens is, as we begin to observe the old self in those actions and remind ourselves who we no longer want to be, we're literally moving our consciousness out of those automatic programs that define who we are. The process of looking at the self, that kind of self-observation, is very unique to human beings. That's what consciousness is. Consciousness is awareness. So as we become conscious of our unconscious programs, we're in fact meditating, because the word meditation means to become familiar with or to make known. So we become familiar with who we no longer want to be. That process also begins to turn the lights out in the neurological circuits in your brain that continuously fire in the same patterns and sequences. So we're literally stopping those circuits from working automatically. And as we begin to do that, nerve cells that no longer fire together, no longer wire together, we start to loosen up those connections that are so hardwired. And then if we said, look, you know, who can I be? How can I think today? How would a great person act? How would they feel? What is the state of mind I want to be in today? And we're able to remind ourselves every day of who this person is that we'd like to be. And not, this isn't just an intellectual process. It has to become visceral. We have to embody it. It has to become a cellular process. It has to drop down into the body where we begin to feel like this person. That process of thinking in new ways causes neurons to begin to fire in new sequences and new patterns and new combinations. We're literally changing our mind, because mind is the brain in action. We're producing a new level of mind. And if we continuously do that, nerve cells that fire together, wire together, we're literally creating the platform of a new self. And if we continue to do it enough times, we'll start to become familiar with this new sense of mind and body. That sense of familiarity is what meditation is about. It's about becoming familiar with a new self. Now, if we memorize that state of mind and body, and we condition the body to a new emotion or to a new mind, and we got up every day as a new personality, a new personality now creates a new personal reality. And of course, the whole purpose of all of this is just not to add another thing on your list of things to do, but actually sincerely make the time to begin to experiment in your life, to become a scientist, to say, okay, I've made contact with the field. I'm now expressing a new state of mind. different than if I got up and did all the things I know how to do and fire the same circuits by thinking the same way and doing the same things and brushing my teeth and washing myself and grooming myself and doing the same things I always do, but actually preparing my brain and cultivating a new mind ahead of the environment, ahead of linear time. I'm now in my body's experiencing a future potential now. And let's just see if the universe begins to signal back to me as a result of my efforts. That's when it starts to get fun. That's when those unusual and synchronistic events begin to unfold, and you have no doubt then that you've made contact, and it enlivens us and wakes us up from this dream that we're in so that we want to do it again.
I think we have a couple stories on the other side of this break that will really bring that to life. And it is amazing that when you meet the universe halfway, I don't think we realize how unconscious we are. And I have to say, I've slipped back into old mode in a few realms. But at the beginning of the year, especially when you were here, I was so conscious of doing everything different, including going out of my way to another grocery store, driving different roads, actually dialing a phone number instead of hitting auto, you know, respond on my phone. Because we don't realize that 90% of what we do is autopilot. We're not even thinking anymore. And I love your explanation of, you know, if I asked you somebody's phone number, you probably couldn't tell me, but your body would remember it. And so when we're just acting in our body and not in our mind, we're really not conscious, but we can be our own little scientist and create a new reality. And I think that's really important right now. And I'm excited because we're also going to talk about The Art of Change, your latest release, your audio series that can really answer the questions, you know, what is happiness and why is it so hard to change? But it gives people the tools to make it happen. So I always say this show isn't self-help show, it's help yourself, but we'll bring you the best information that we can. We are going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with Jeffrey on the other side, as well as we've got Claudia holding. So thanks, Claudia, calling in from Florida. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788.
Doc's Place, in association with Next Student Academy of the Arts, presents Five Tempting Men, a Temptations tribute band, performing live Sunday, July 25th, from 8 to 10 p.m. Cocktails served at 6, showtime at 8. Five Tempting Men, a Temptations tribute band, featuring lead singer Cleveland Jones and famed Motown writer Al Boyd, performing live Sunday, July 25th, at Doc's Place, located at 40 East Camelback Road in Phoenix.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ken Muich of Stetson Chiropractic. Did you know that the underlying cause of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome is inflammation at the cellular level? Inflammation attacks the weakest areas of the body first and can cause a wide variety of symptoms, from intestinal trouble to chronic pain, from hair loss to sleep disturbances and more. To reduce inflammation, fibromyalgia patients would be wise to adopt dietary changes by consuming whole foods, fruits and vegetables, and by avoiding red meats, packaged and processed foods, sugar and gluten. Relief is guaranteed to be on the way. For more on treating fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, join me, Dr. Ken Muich, the king of pain, relief that is, every fourth Saturday on 6 Degrees. Visit me at Stetson Chiropractic. We'll get you and keep you back to health. Call for your complimentary consultation, 480-948-4955. That's 480-948-4955, or visit StetsonChiropractic.com.
Hey, this is CC Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
I wanna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids from the street without enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees, and hopefully you've got us live on KWSS 1067FM.com, Phoenix, Scottsdale, as well as Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels. If you've missed any portion of this show, you can also visit our podcast at michellekors.podomatic, or you just find us in iTunes. We're visiting with Dr. Joe Dispenza, and we're discussing his book, Evolve Your Brain, The Science of Changing Your Mind. We're also going to be talking about his audio series, The Art of Change. And we've got Claudia patiently holding from Florida. Claudia, thanks so much for calling in. Are you with me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. I know you're one of Dr. Joe's biggest fans on the entire planet.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I love.
How are you guys? Yes, I'm very happy to see that you and Jeffrey and Dr. Joe are here for me. It brings a lot of awesome memories from Sedona, from the whole process. It's amazing.
Well, what I love about Claudia is, again, if you missed the first part of the show, I said I had posted on Facebook on Dr. Joe's site that he was going to be on my show back in January, and I was giving away two tickets to the conference, and Claudia won them, and I wasn't really paying attention to where Claudia was from. I said, okay, you know, I'll just have the tickets for you, and she's like, okay, I got to figure out flights, and I'm like, where are you? She's like, Florida. I was like, you know, it doesn't include airfare, right? She goes, that's okay. I'll manifest it. I'll make it happen. And apparently she had already known about Dr. Joe's conferences and been following his website. That's drjoedispenza.com, and knew she was going to somehow make it happen or create it for herself.
Yes, that was amazing. And that was very unexpected and exciting for me because I have been listening to many of Dr. Joe's interviews, and I never saw like anyone giving tickets away. And for me, it was like I set an intention, and then I win the tickets just by practicing what he teaches. And the part that I didn't tell you guys yet is that later on, like a month later maybe, I kept practicing what I learned in the workshop. And my ex-father-in-law, which I haven't been with his son for like 4 years, but he still treats me like a daughter. And out of the blue, he decided to give me a present, a check for $500, that like for no reason, and basically that was the amount that I paid for the tickets and the hotel and you know the whole process in Sedona. So for me, you know, it is amazing. I love how by practicing what Dr. Joe teaches, I know it works. You know that we are a team with you and Jeffrey and it's amazing. I love it.
That's a pretty good testimonial, Doc.
Well, you know, the one amazing thing about Claudia is that I have a lot of respect for and actually inspired by is that she has the ability to just trust. And trusting is a very quantum emotion because when you're trusting in an outcome and you don't know how it's going to happen, you literally have to act as if it is, and you're going to have to begin to make choices as if you're getting ready for an outcome. And she trusts in that way. And, of course, the universe loves that kind of uncertainty and that unpredictability because it can work with somebody who's now plastic enough to be outside the box of their limitations and working on changing their beliefs about reality. The universe is always going to support that. So Claudia is a living example, so it's a great testimonial for sure.
Awesome, and then we've got Jeffrey here in studio too. Who's had an entire life changing, last 6 months, seven almost.
Absolutely. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Joe.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Yes, after being at your seminar in Sedona, just for the one day. I was there for the last day. I realized many things about myself that you helped me uncover. The thing I took away from that day was that I was afraid of success, and I left there knowing that I needed to embrace that. And later that evening, when we had dinner, I shared with you that I would be doing something big. I didn't know what it was, but it would be something big. And you mentioned to Michelle at that time that, well, you ought to have him on your show. And So over the next 3 or 4 months, things continued to change for me. I didn't know what it was, but I needed to embrace something large and professionally. And the about 15 days ago, I decided, after speaking with my fellow teammate Claudia at length, I realized that I needed to make that change now, and I resigned from my current employer, which I had a very
lucrative job.
Yeah, it was a nice career. I had all the accoutrements, all the benefits, everything that a lot of people would aspire to have, and yet I knew that there was more. I didn't know what it was, but I knew that if I was able to get away from that moment for just enough time to realize that I need to make the change, that things would happen for me, and I knew that they would be great, because I believe that from what I learned in your seminar, and I made that happen. It was ironic too that I received a Facebook message from Michelle that you were going to be on this Saturday, and my last day was yesterday.
Wow.
So I thought that was interesting timing as well. So in the moment I handed in my resignation, things began to appear that from people that I did know and people that I did not, that I hadn't even met, that were just contacting me about things, that just different opportunities, and they're very, very cool, very spectacular opportunities. So I believe that once I opened myself up to the possibilities, that would happen. I didn't know what it would be, and I still don't know what it would be, but I wasn't concerned about the details. I was just concerned about concentrating on something large, fun, benefit a lot of people, and here I am. And thank you for that.
Well, I want to respond to that, because my body is reacting to you, to what you're saying, and so I know that that what you did was right, and I know that you got a great future ahead of you. And I think that the big thing that we have to always address is, everybody thinks that everybody has a fear of death, you know, fear of death, but the real fear is the fear of living. You know, that's the real fear. And when you make that kind of decision, it goes contrary to convention. It goes contrary to your emotional agreements with everybody in your life, and people start thinking you've lost your mind. And in a sense, you have. You've lost your old mind. And then now your job is to cultivate a new mind. Your job is to stay open, and your job is to fall in love with that future and keep your energy in that place. Don't go back to the past. Don't regret. Don't think. You make the incision. You do it. You make the cut, and you move on. And now you'll see that possibilities will begin to show up because of that clean cut that you make.
Agreed.
I think that's an inspiration to so many people, because I think, you know, everyone's always talking about the economy and people are losing their jobs, but it's been known that about 70% of Americans hate their jobs anyway, but maybe they're not in touch with what keeps them stuck. And having the ability to create that leap of faith, or just be able to feel and know where you want to go without putting a plan in place, without trying to figure out how you're going to get there, and just by taking that leap of faith and watching what begins to show up for you, the universe begins to meet you halfway.
Well, the other part about that is something, an example like Jeffrey or an example like Claudia, they will both tell you that there's such empowerment with you making a choice that goes contrary to your emotional belief. And you feel more alive than you've ever felt. You feel more aware than you've ever felt. Something about it is exciting. Something about it is unfamiliar. Something about it is adventurous. Something about it is enthusiastic and unpredictable. I call that the natural state of being. If you live in stress, you'll always fear the unknown, because stress causes us to feel separate from the field. When you live in that state of creation, in that state of possibility, there's a sense of connectedness that we can only talk around until you actually take the leap. And so these guys are, you know, living example of it.
Well, there's apparently all kinds of living examples, because, Doc, I'm getting hammered with text messages. If you could only see the studio, text messages, emails. I just got an email from Joel that says he's been to 3 different conferences on three different occasions with you, and he's an entirely different person through the intention of change, but other things that you've helped him do through making spiritual quantum leaps, as well as a deeper understanding of his purpose in life. And so how amazing is that, to know that you're affecting people on a global level? And I'm so happy to be a part of it, and just having met both Claudia and Jeffrey, and that, you know, through the power of Facebook and social media, we're all together. And that's what I love most about radio, being able to reach out and touch everyone. You are going to be able to touch Dr. Joe. Well, I don't know personally, but you'll be able to see him at least in right here in Arizona. And hopefully he'll be on the show again before then. But November 5th through the 8th at the Celebrate Your Life conference. And another reason this is so exciting for me is I'll be launching with Cox, Cox Digital Cable, I believe, a career finance makeover. And the what you teach, Doc, is so important. It's about mentally being there. It's about believing. It's about the quantum leap, and that, yes, change is a process, but through your book, Evolve Your Brain, it gives you 10 simple steps to change. Being, I don't know how many we covered before we talked to both Jeffrey and Claudia, but you mentioned recognition, admission. Did we talk about surrender, Doc?
Well, surrendering is kind of an interesting concept, because surrendering is actually giving it to a greater mind. You know, it's actually giving a part of yourself that up to a greater intelligence and saying, look, if I knew how to do this, I would have done it already. I obviously don't. I need a greater consciousness to help me resolve the issues that I've created, or the things that I want to make room for in my life I need some help with. And so when we surrender, we're actually saying, we're yielding to a greater power. We're saying humbly, in a certain way, my ego, which thinks it knows better and likes to control outcomes and likes to feel safe, has actually, I can't do this on my own. And so when we begin to surrender, we're actually inviting the universe, the quantum field of potentials, this consciousness that's both within us and all around us. We're beginning to ask it to begin to work with us in a very specific way. And it's an important element, because most people are trained so in so many ways to think that they have to do it themselves, that it's up to them to do it and to resolve it. And there has to be a way out that allows us to connect with something greater. And surrender is an important element. And as we practice it, what we're really saying is, I'm getting out of the way. And getting out of the way is when that intelligence that's keeping our heart beating and digesting our food and performing all those amazing physiological functions, that giver of life that we take for granted, it says, oh my God, he's finally laying down his personality and getting out of the way so that I could step in and help him, that or her. And that ability to be that lucid, to be able to do that, usually requires us falling to such a low degree in our life, falling to such a point of desperation because of crisis or trauma, that the personality finally gives up. And that's when people have their moments of enlightenment. And we can actually practice that laying down of the personality before we reach that low point. And we can learn and change in a state of inspiration or joy, or we can learn and change in a state of pain and suffering. And I choose the former than the latter.
I think I'm right there with you. You had a question, Dr. Ken?
Well, good morning, Doctor. This is Ken Muich. I'm also a doctor of chiropractic, and I'd like to congratulate you on someone in our field of chiropractic to have such international notoriety. I do have a question, and that is, you know, a research has shown it takes thousands of repetitions to make a change, and you were talking about oftentimes change, people forget to change, and yet, you know, working with patients and patient compliance, how difficult it is for people to follow up on certain things. Hypnotherapists usually use triggers in which they can fall back into what is being taught in a subconscious manner. Do you have certain triggers that you use to actually help your clients or patients actually get back to the change that you're proposing?
Well, you know, I think one of the most amazing things when you're working with people in the process of change is that you have to, first of all, apply information. I mean, if we can get people to understand why they're doing what they're doing, and you provide the proper knowledge, they're more prone to get, you know, to make a different choice. And so when I'm working with people face-to-face, of course, my energy has to be higher than the highest patient that comes in my office, because I want them to know that there's an electromagnetic field that they're stepping into that I want to entrain them to. I want them to be lifted as a result of my presence, to be lifted as a result of who I'm being, that there's an electromagnetic signature that they can begin to become resonant with or begin to become entrained by. And so I do three things with people when I treat them or when I'm working with them. First thing I do is I make eye contact with them, and I get completely present with them. I let them know that there's nothing else in the world that matters but them right in that moment. Second thing I do is I make sure that I can define what their problem is. I educate them what they need to do and what I'm going to do. I apply the most specific and the most important correction that for them, whatever that is. And then I stand them up and I give them choices. And I give them choices based on that. And so without getting into too much details, I mean, the anchors or the triggers that people use primarily can be ways to control behavior. But for me, I think that the most important thing to do is to provide possibility for people given a certain amount of knowledge that they understand. And it could be a person who's a logger or that installs air conditioning, or it could be an attorney, or it could be a PhD in philosophy. Everybody wants to have information so they can make their way. And so I think knowledge is one of the most important ingredients.
That's great, because I think we found each other's clones, that's for sure. That's exactly what I do in the clinic. Patients never hear anything but positive mental attitude, PMA, and I think that's very important. And again, I congratulate you. What a tremendous job you're doing.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back on the other side with my favorite top doc, Dr. Joe Dispenza. Phone number 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Hi, Michelle Kaur of 6 Degrees Media. In today's market, establishing yourself as an expert in the media through radio, television, print, internet, and social networking is essential to the success of your business. 6 Degrees Media can help you be seen, be heard, and be the buzz. Consistency in your messaging and brand alignment across all media is key. True branding is communicating to your target market what makes your company, service, or product honest, meaningful, and different. 6 Degrees can help you save time and money by aligning your messaging, print material, audio, social media, email marketing, and web optimization. Increase your visibility, credibility, and establish a loyal customer base. Each step is customized to your business, industry, audience, and public relations objectives. The result is a fully actionable plan and go-to-market strategy. To learn more, call me 602-820-STAR. That's 602-820-7827. Or visit DegreesMedia.com.
Hello, I'm medical intuitive Jay Caliendo. I have worked with health practitioners in the Valley for over 15 years. It is my opinion Valinda Dupre is one of the more gifted therapists. She's a slice above anyone in her field. Valinda specializes in emotional release, body energy, lymphatic massage, fibromyalgia, and much, much more. Take it from me, one who really understands energy, to feel better physically and emotionally, Valinda Dupre is my choice. 602-765-1109. Medical Intuitive Jay Caliendo.
Doc's Place, in association with Next Student Academy of the Arts, presents 5 Tempting Men, a Temptations tribute band, performing live Sunday, July 25th, from 8 to 10 p.m. Cocktails served at 6, showtime at 8. 5 Tempting Men, a Temptations tribute band, featuring lead singer Cleveland Jones and famed Motown writer Al Boyd, performing live Sunday, July 25th, at Doc's Place, located at 40 East Camelback Road in Phoenix.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees on KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale, and Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels. Again, we're visiting with Dr. Joe Dispenza, neurologist, chiropractor, author, lecturer, special featured guest, and my favorite contributor to the smash hit docudrama, What the Bleep Do We Know? There's so much to talk about in his latest book, Evolve Your Brain, The Science of Changing Your Mind. But more importantly, I want to make sure we also get to the art of change. And I want to thank all of our listeners on Facebook, on the web streams for Voice America and KWSS, and all the emails that I'm receiving. JJ, yes, we will see you at Celebrate Your Life. Anywhere that Dr. Joe is, I plan to be if I can. Also, Dr. Joe's entire schedule of where he'll be around the country is on his website, drjoedispenza.com. And a special shout out to Sheldon and Greg listening online in San Diego. There's someone that I want to make sure gets one of your books, Doc. Sheldon's son had a spinal cord injury, and he is spending time at Project Walk, determined that he will walk again. And I know through incredible people like you, that could be possible, just the power of the mind and letting people know that they can make these kind of quantum leaps. Let's talk a little bit about your CD release, as well as you have an online program that's like $9.99 a month, isn't that right? Where people can get a little bit of Dr. Joe every day, every week, every month.
Yeah, the online program my staff actually set up, and it's just a great way, I think, for people to stay connected to the work if they've done a workshop, or they've gone to a couple talks or read my book, or have gone through some articles or seen DVDs or interested in any of it, and they want to stay connected and they want to, you know, have their questions answered. It's a great way. I just kind of come on and I talk about something for about 20 minutes or 30 minutes, develop a concept, and then we take questions the second half, and I try to kind of make it all make sense for people and re-inspire them to continue doing what they're doing. So it's become really popular, and the feedback has been pretty good, so we're going to continue doing it.
Well, we all learn in different ways, and you know, whether we read or have the opportunity to interact live with Dr. Joe, or more importantly, a lot of us love audio because we can play it over and over. And The Art of Change, a practical approach to transforming yourself and your life. I mean, what better time for this message? I love your questions here, but what is happiness? You know, we're so used to, or perhaps our bodies are so conditioned to a state of stress right now that perhaps we've forgotten, and you talk about how important it is for us to get back in that feeling, even if we create it in our mind.
Sure, and well, that's where it all starts anyway. I mean, The Art of Change, we're doing a series of CDs. The next one's called The Reinvention of Self, and the one after that's called The Quantum You, and so it'll be a series of these different CDs, and they basically have come from some of the work that I've done in other formats that my staff has pieced together as well. And the whole reason we do this, the whole reason that we provide the material is because we're asked to do it, and what we want to do for most people is to have them begin to think in new ways. And whenever you begin to think in new ways and you begin to see possibility, you're more prone to act differently and you're more prone to feel differently. And that's the name of the game, really, is to get people inspired about it.
Now, people think that sounds so easy, Doc, but how is it that we need to get rid of the past painful memories? Because you can be having all these wonderful things happen, and then one little thing, one little street sign or restaurant you pass or something will instantly trigger all these terrible things from the past. How do we break that pattern?
Well, change is to be greater than your environment. To change is to be greater than your body, and to change is to be greater than time. That's what change is all about. And so we have to then understand that, you know, to change a past memory, remember, a memory without an emotional charge is called wisdom. It's when there's an emotional charge still attached to that memory that we haven't completed the experience. Now, experiences produce emotions. And so if we're living in that emotion after an experience that's happened 20 or 30 years ago, we're in trouble because that emotion now has become part of our personality. So I always say to people, forget about the experience. What you want to do is you want to change the emotion, because the emotion is the residue of that experience that's still lingering. Once you begin to unmemorize that emotion, once you begin to change that emotion, then the environment no longer can control how you're thinking and feeling. The sign won't mean anything if there's no longer an emotional charge. Here's an example. you could have, you know, you could have an addiction to chocolate cake.
Yes.
Now, most emotions are addictive.
Guilty.
If I slid chocolate cake in front of you, and I said, "Listen, and you're addicted, you know, don't eat any of that cake," your body would start to respond physiologically, independent of what your conscious mind would be saying. And your body would begin to send signals to your brain saying, you know, just eat a little piece, you know, go ahead, no one's looking, you know, it's really not that bad, I'll start tomorrow. All of those, all that chatter that's taking place comes from a level of awareness in which the body wants the experience physiologically. Well, the same exact thing happens when we're addicted to anything that we experience emotionally. And when we break the addiction, like when you're no longer have a problem with chocolate and you could no longer physiologically respond, I could slide the chocolate cake in front of you and you can eat it or not eat it. You don't have the charge anymore. Well, when we begin to break those emotional patterns, when the patterns are broken emotionally, then there's no longer a physiological response in the body, because really the body has become the mind. That's where the problem is. And so if the body's become the mind because we emotionally conditioned it to be that way, then we have to say we have to recondition the body to a new mind and to a new emotion. And that's what the meditative process is about. It's about getting up differently than when you sat down. If you get up the same person, then nothing's happened on a biological level. Nothing's happened on a chemical level. Nothing's happened on a genetic level. Nothing's happened on a quantum level. We have to actually get up as somebody else. That's when we're getting up as a different sense of self. The body is being reconditioned in a new way. When that happens now, we're greater than our environment. We're greater than our body. And if we can maintain that, we'll be greater than time.
Now, another thing that the art of change will help people with, and I think this is really crucial, is how to deal with the stress and anger in everyday life while they're trying to change, while they're trying to shift to this new paradigm.
Well, I'll make it really brief, but you know, anger is just a very common emotion that everybody experiences. We're hardwired for it. And you know, I always say to my kids, if you're angry for more than 10 minutes, you're faking it, you know, because you're actually there's nothing wrong with getting angry. We all do. It's just how long you choose to do it for. And if you keep maintaining it, it turns into moods and then temperaments and then ultimately into a personality, a emotional propensity. And so, you know, when you're in the process of change, those emotions come up. And if you understand that it's those emotions are coming from the body, you'll be more prone to be separate from them, to observe them and realize, oh, wow, that's just an emotion that's always been there, but I've been too—I've been distracting myself in the environment, or I've been doing these habituations, these habits, so that I don't feel it. We distract ourselves. Now, when you start changing and they come up, that emotion has always been there, but you've never allowed it to surface. Now we're getting close to the real self. That's who you really are, and that's where we begin to make, you know, our biggest leaps.
Awesome. Dr. Joe, thank you so much. I love you, and I'm so appreciative for all that you do for me, and especially my listeners locally, nationally, and, of course, globally. Can't wait to see you in November, hopefully sooner somehow, and I hope you have a safe, happy, and healthy weekend.
Thank you very much, Michelle. It was an honor to be with you.
Thanks. And give Paula a hug for me, and Julie, too, for helping us cross-promote and blow up your Facebook page. I want to encourage everybody to get their own copy, of course, of Evolve Your Brain and or the audio series, The Art of Change. You can visit drjoedispenza.com. That's Dr. Joe, D-I-S-P-E-N-Z-A. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back on the other side.
Listening to Michelle Kor 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Kor at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Connected.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here. It's sex education like you've never heard before. Want to improve your love life? You know, that love life. Join sexual wellness expert and certified erotic educator Jaya for Sex with Jaya. She'll bring you cutting-edge techniques to expand your erotic repertoire. Jaya will offer advice and speak with guests who will shed light on everything to do with sex. You can even listen together with that special someone. Sex with Jaya is broadcast live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Women in business today face many challenges in advancing their careers and reaching their goals. There are corporate executives, entrepreneurs, and business owners that have made their mark in business. Now you can learn their secrets and tips. Listen to Women Mean Business as your host, Bonnie Marcus, explores how to thrive in the business environment, navigate the workplace, and climb the corporate ladder. Listen live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel and effectively promote yourself today. Healthcare is a topic that is prevalent on everybody's mind these days. We've heard of the reform efforts that are going on in government. Where can you get some of the most up-to-date answers that you need? Tune in to Clint's Cures, Answers for Your Healthcare, with host Clint Mound. Clint has over 40 years of experience in the healthcare profession and is prepared to offer the answers and solutions to your questions. Listen to Clint's Cures every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
We some hard hitters, we some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
Stock prices plunging, home prices receding, and unemployment rising to levels not seen since the Great Depression.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy, and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
What's it like behind closed garage doors, where the decisions are made that change motorsports? You'll find out on The Race Reporters, because host Michael Knight has been there. He's a 40-year industry insider and award-winning writer and publicist. Each week, Knight brings together the country's top journalists and newsmakers, and their insights will make you a better race fan. The Race Reporters, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Power Up Channel.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Michelle Kors. I trust my lashes to Lashinaflash, the solution for thicker, longer, stronger, silky, sensual lashes that accentuate and highlight your eyes and face. Lashinaflash Enhancing Serum takes your lashes to a new dimension of length, volume, and growth. Why live with thin, brittle, and short lashes? Lashinaflash helps to build strong lashes that reach amazing lengths the natural way. Lashinaflash's all-natural formula is free of toxic chemicals, prostaglandins, in drugs, parabens, and salt. With Lashinaflash Enhancing Serum, you'll experience optimal length and fullness as it naturally helps restore and rejuvenate your eyelashes. Lash out with Lashinaflash. See the difference. It's safe and effective, and there is no prescription needed. Voice America and KWSS listeners save 10% and free shipping. Enter coupon code 6PICKS at lashinaflash.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 Degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 Degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
I'm your host, Michelle Kors. We are coming to you from KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale, and Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels. Today, we are going skin deep with Anne-Marie Slater, Director of Education of Skin Probiotic Systems. And now it's Dr. Ken Muhich, owner of Stetson Chiropractic and 6 Degrees official King of Pain Relief, that is. Dr. Ken will be telling us just like it is, just the facts on fibromyalgia, falsehoods, and of course, fakers. And just a really quick side note for all of you friends that like me on Facebook, we are at 698. I did say help a sister out. I was hoping to get to 700 friends by the end of the show. I don't know if someone signed me up for black singles, but thank you for thinking of me. That's not quite what I had in mind. But anyway, Dr. Ken, over to you.
Well, good morning, and you've had a very exciting morning thus far with Dr. Joe, and hopefully we'll be able to continue with this on my favorite subject, fibromyalgia, and how many people are taken for rides because of falsehoods and fakers. And we're just getting a lot of facts today, that's for sure, on this subject. And I've been working with fibromyalgia patients for over 20 years, and not only working and studying and finding successful ways to treat fibromyalgia patients, and I've had a lot more failures than successes until I actually had the good fortune to attend a seminar on fibromyalgia put on by Dr. Paul R. St. Amand from California.
Well, talk about falsehoods and fakers. I mean, people that have been suffering for fibromyalgia, men and women, but for years and years, forever, Doc, nobody believed them.
Yeah, about the only people that really believed fibromyalgia were fibromyalgia patients, and very few people knew about fibromyalgia. because the word was not really in evidence throughout the public, not like many other conditions and illnesses, so to speak. And that changed in May of 2007. I had been attending a number of seminars and conventions on fibromyalgia, and I attended this one at the University of California, or California State University in Fullerton, May 12, 2007. I still have the convention brochure on it. And it was put on by FAME, which stood for Fibromyalgia Awareness Means Everything, through the Fibromyalgia Association. And that was the start of the selling of their soul, I'm sorry to say, to pharmaceutical companies. They wanted name recognition, National Fibromyalgia Association. Autism was big, and chronic fatigue syndrome was coming out. And so I was at this convention, and we had a roundtable with a number of physicians and health providers. And the president of the National Fibromyalgia Association, a wonderful lady, beautiful, who has spent her adult life working with fibromyalgia patients trying to find answers, sat around, and in effect she said, look, the only way we're going to get our name out is by getting money for fibromyalgia. And it just so happens right after that, 1 month later, bingo, we have Lyrica as the name drug medication for fibromyalgia patients. And I'm going to talk about that in just
a few
moments.
So as long as there's a drug attached, it exists?
Well, obviously those drug companies, pharmaceutical companies, are multi-billion dollar agencies. And to try to get money, a few pennies here and there from a number of different small groups, it was very, very difficult. And so consequently, I hate to say it, but I was right there at the conference. The point was, we've got to get this awareness out for fibromyalgia. And so in effect, what happened was, and I hate to use the word, but sold their soul, because Lyrica is not really a fibromyalgia drug. I don't care what anybody says, and I'll go over that in just a few moments. Yes.
We have a protocol for fibromyalgia now and chronic fatigue. Is it possible to have one without the other? I mean, don't most chronic fatigue people have, or fibromyalgia people have chronic fatigue, or don't they experience the same symptoms?
You know, I hate to use the words all, every, and never.
Sure.
But
most?
In this case, if you talk to chronic fatigue syndrome patients, they'll put up the cross sign and everything else. I know I do not have fibromyalgia. Okay, all right, that's all right. But with working with fibromyalgia patients over the last 20-plus years, I'm sorry to say I have not found a fibromyalgia patient that has come into my clinic that does not have chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS. And so it may go the other way around, where CFS patients don't have fibromyalgia, but it's not the other way around.
And fibromyalgia is like having arthritis on crack, because it's, you can have tender points in 18 or 22 different points of your body, not just joint areas, but it could be anywhere in the body, correct?
Yes, there, and they change dramatically, oftentimes day to day or week to week. That is one of the problematic areas of fibromyalgia patients, handling all of these different areas. Not only that, but I've mentioned this before, there are no objective tests that validate this at this point. However, there is some new research out that I'll be covering with you that may be changing this, this is very dramatic information, some of the facts that are coming out. As far as, I just thought I'd mention a few things, and that's the drugs of names, since we're talking about facts versus non-facts. And Lyrica, I just get this information. It's really an anti-convulsive drug. And a matter of fact, the company in, let's see, June 2007 became the first medication approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for the treatment of fibromyalgia. However, Lyrica is one of four drugs which is subsidized by Pfizer that pleaded guilty to misbranding with the intent to defraud and mislead. And it cost them $2.3 billion, but they probably made about $10 billion off this drug. This drug, Lyrica, has been noted to be used and sold for a number of different conditions, of which it's not been tested for. And even if it were tested, it was not successful. So, symptoms, the adverse effects, are very, very similar to those that have fibromyalgia patients' conditions and symptoms themselves, like dizziness and drowsiness and constipation and peripheral edema, in other words, swelling. weight gain. That's very, very common with fibromyalgia patients because they're not very active in itself. Depression and confusion, muscle cramps, myalgia. I mean, that's what fibromyalgia's base is having that myalgia, that muscle pain and ache and so forth. Arthralgia, which is like the arthritis pain. And, of course, you could throw in kidney stones as a secondary thing, just in case you want. That was just part of the side effects, adverse side effects from Lyrica. Now, there are placebo effects. In other words, sometimes people take this, and I'll talk to them. I have a lot of patients that come in, and they'll say, well, I'm on Lyrica, and it has helped, or it does help a little bit. And it's been shown that sometimes, just because you take something, you may have a good reaction initially, but it doesn't last. For example, the other one that they have is Cymbalta. And Cymbalta is a medication that is for depression. However, a large number of the side effects that they have, actually, and one of the major ones being a problem with liver damage, has caused many of the researchers to say that there's no place for this medication.
I know the pharmaceutical companies have all kinds of money, but when you do a 60-second or a 90-second commercial and 10 seconds are the benefits and 55 seconds or 50 seconds are the warning signs thereof, I'm not really sure I'd pay for that, no matter how much money I had.
Well, they did some testing on fibromyalgia patients, and on both male and female, and they said 3 out of 6 of the groups actually had success as far as females, where the men were not positively affected at all. But in a long run, it was a 12-week period, and they said initially the patients the subjects that were in these studies actually improved. But then what happened was they peaked, and then they went downhill, and the symptoms actually returned. So if for people that are on these medications, look at the side effects. Again, Cymbalta, you have a drop in blood pressure. You have fatigue. You have nightmares, increased sweating, gastrointestinal tract problems. I mean, I don't know of any fibromyalgia patient that does not have GI problems in itself. They usually involve with gluten, but there's other aspects to it. Anxiety and so forth. Difficulty passing urine, depression. All of these things are side effects from these medications, of which the fibromyalgia patients already have these as symptoms. So, okay.
So the side effects of taking the drug could be the side effects of having more of what you already have. We're going to have to take a quick break, though.
Let's put some gasoline on a fire. Yes.
Well, I mean, the foundation, the recipe for every single pharmaceutical drug is going to be petroleum, which is not natural to the body anyway. So a lot of these are going to have similar bottom line effects. We're visiting with Dr. Ken Muhich, owner of Stetson Chiropractic and 6 Degrees, official king of pain relief. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And for those of you who are a little shy, you can email me at info@michellecore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ken Muhich of Stetson Chiropractic. Did you know that the underlying cause of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome is inflammation at the cellular level? Inflammation attacks the weakest areas of the body first and can cause a wide variety of symptoms, from intestinal trouble to chronic pain, from hair loss to sleep disturbances and more. To reduce inflammation, fibromyalgia patients would be wise to adopt dietary changes by consuming whole foods, fruits and vegetables, and by avoiding red meats, packaged and processed foods, sugar and gluten. Relief is guaranteed to be on the way. For more on treating fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, join me, Dr. Ken Muhich, the king of pain, relief that is, every fourth Saturday on 6 Degrees. Visit me at Stetson Chiropractic. We'll get you and keep you back to health. Call for your complimentary consultation, 480-948-4955. That's 480-948-4955, or visit StetsonChiropractic.com.
Hi, Michelle Kaur of 6 Degrees Media. In today's market, establishing yourself as an expert in the media through radio, television, print, internet, and social networking is essential to the success of your business. 6 Degrees Media can help you be seen, be heard, and be the buzz. Consistency in your messaging and brand alignment across all media is key. True branding is communicating to your target market what makes your company, service, or product honest, meaningful, and different. Six Degrees can help you save time and money by aligning your messaging, print material, audio, social media, email marketing, and web optimization. Increase your visibility, credibility, and establish a loyal customer base. Each step is customized to your business, industry, audience, and public relations objectives. The result is a fully actionable plan and go-to-market strategy. To learn more, call me, 602-820-STAR. That's 602-820-7827. Or visit DegreesMedia.com.
Doc's Place, in association with Next Student
Academy of the Arts,
presents Five Tempting Men, a Temptations tribute band, performing live Sunday, July 25th from 8 to 10 p.m. Cocktails served at 6, showtime at 8. Five Tempting Men, a Temptations tribute band, featuring lead singer Cleveland Jones and famed Motown writer Al Boyd, performing live Sunday, July 25th at Doc's Place, located at 40 East Camelback Road in Phoenix.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Six Degrees, and we are giving you the policy of truth straight from Dr. Ken Muhich, owner of Stetson Chiropractic and Six Degrees, official King of Pain relief, that is. Today we're talking about just the facts on fibromyalgia, falsehoods, and fakers. Special thanks to all of our friends listening over the internet on Podomatic and to the Voice America stream archive and podcast. And a shout out to Matthew listening from his computer to my Facebook friend. Dr. Ken, we're talking, you know, you've been a chiropractor for over 30 years now, right, here in the Valley?
Pretty close to it. Mm-hmm.
And you have we're going to talk more about fibromyalgia, but I mean, you have a protocol that for both fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. And I want to let everybody know that Dr. Ken offers, complimentary exams at the office. So I want to be sure that you contact him directly, and you can go to StetsonChiropractic.com. But what I love about Dr. Ken is that he's willing to help anyone willing to help themselves. And he has an accountability policy, too. So it's all about help me, help you. And that's very much the, basis of Six Degrees. So pick up where we left off, Doc.
Well, thank you very much for that. One of the things I do in the clinic is I do not allow patients, once they have accepted the fact that they will go along with the protocol, I refuse to allow them to fail. And as Dr. Joe had mentioned, it's very, very important that they accept the fact that changes have to be made, and they control a lot of whether or not changes are made or not. You know, now that we destroyed the pharmaceutical companies and drugs, I would like to talk to you about something, because so many people come in with all these juices and berries and so forth. Look, bottom line is you have to understand what it actually brings about, fibromyalgia, and the basis of it. You just don't want to be covering up things with bandages. I hear so many things about different products, acai and mangosteen and so forth. Acai is good because it is a highly alkaline, which would do a good alkaline acid base differentiation. In other words, balance it. But many times people who are on that then all of a sudden find that after they've balanced, they still have the symptomatology. You got to get down to the basics of what the problems are.
Well, I think the problem is the media gets a hold of these different things, and the consumer wants to be a good consumer, but they don't know how it applies to them. And what you do, Doc, is you really break it down to each person is individual. You have a special treatment plan, although your protocol is the same in many ways, but you really address the individual and their life and their lifestyle and who they are.
Right, and there are no silver bullets, believe me. There's multi-level marketing, which is a real bonanza, and I hate to see people spending a lot of money and getting unforeseen wishes and hopes that don't really fulminate. That's the most important thing. Look, the basis of fibromyalgia, really, regardless of what all sorts of research and so forth, bottom line is inflammation. Inflammation in within the patient itself can be controlled if you differentiate good foods from bad foods. Bad foods cause inflammation, and that actually, if you can control that, will really control a lot of what the fibromyalgia problems are. Bad foods are trans fatty acids, anything that's omega-6. Most things, trans fatty acids, are poison. I mean, they really are. They're on your shelves. They're all the good cookies and candies and all the things that give it a shelf life in itself.
My other friend said you just need to shop on the outside in the square part of the supermarket.
Yeah, fruits and
nothing
vegetables
in the
and so forth. Another bad thing is gluten. And I covered this on some other programs that we've had. Gluten is that gooey, sticky stuff that actually keeps buns and bread and so forth together. About 30% of all people in the world have gluten sensitivity, and probably another 30 to 40% actually have what's called masquerading gluten sensitivity. So if you've eaten and you feel bloated, or you itch, scratch, or cough, or sneeze, or get real tired, you may have gluten sensitivity you don't even realize. Not the severe kind that you're wrapped around a toilet for a couple days, but still, it does adversely affect you, and it is an inflammatory reaction. Another thing is sugar. Sugar is inflammatory. Why? Sugar in itself isn't inflammatory, but excess sugar actually forms fat tissue around organs, and that is inflammatory. And so all of these things should be taken out of your diet temporarily, and then you detox, because if you've been on a lot of medications, your liver is toxic, and you have to detox your liver.
So that's like the filter on your car. If the filter on your car is not working, it's not screening anything.
Liver is for bile and detox and energy and manufactures protein and so forth. But every time you take medications, drugs, or a lot of alcohol, or just a lot of things that are abnormal within your house, it causes scarring on the liver or cirrhosis. And if it gets too bad, then you can have a lot of health problems. The problem with liver problems is that usually you don't find out you have a liver problem until it's almost too late. And then all of a sudden, you find that you can't do much about it. So we detox patients right away. We take them off of that. We put them on high doses of fish or omega-3, which is a natural anti-inflammatory, fantastic for cardiovascular. And now they've also found out it's excellent for anti-aging. Sometime we'll talk about that, believe it or not.
When you ask all our listeners, too, to even just do themselves a favor and take the two-week challenge and pull themselves off of sugar, white flour, salt, starch.
Part of the protocol is about a 2 to 3 period of which we take people off of this. And then we start adding foods a little bit at a time. There are some other aspects involved with it, including Dr. St. Amand's protocol that we include in this with guaifenesin, which actually is a primary reducer or actual reversal of fibromyalgia itself. Call our clinic. We've got patients you can talk to that actually have gone through this. I've got letters from them. One patient that we saw in 2007, she's fantastic. She goes on vacations. She skis. She does things normal. Wouldn't you like to be normal if you're a fibromyalgia patient?
What's such a perfect compliment to what Dr. Dispenza was saying is that, you know, make up your mind that you want to change. And you're so conditioned to, especially a fibromyalgia patient, being in that pain, they've accepted that's what's normal, and it doesn't have to be true.
We
they can change their mind, and they can change their biology.
We will direct you. That's all you have to do is let us know, and we will help you. And you can talk to other patients. Believe me, that we have gone through the protocol successfully. Those that have gone through it are living normal lives. Don't you want to live a normal life? This is Dr. Ken Muich with Stetson Chiropractic. Give us a call. Start your life all over again. That's the way you have to do it.
Awesome. 480-948-4955. That's 480-948-4955. And this is for everybody. StetsonChiropractic.com. Dr. Ken's protocol works for anyone, anywhere. So if you're listening around the country, around the world, he can communicate with your local doctor, physician, or chiropractor and give them the protocol as well. And he has a CD available. So we can help you anywhere, but Dr. Ken is local here to AZ. We'll be back on the other side with Mary Ann Slater, our Director of Education from Skin Probiotic Systems.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Muich of Stetson Chiropractic. You've heard of gluten, but don't understand what it is. Well, gluten is that protein in wheat, barley, and rye. Sadly, that chewy protein that makes bagels, breads, and pastas taste so good is actually poison to an estimated 29% of Americans. Eating gluten may cause you to have an immune system reaction. The body is unable to break down gluten into soluble proteins. So instead of metabolizing it correctly, the body treats it as a foreign invader and produces antibodies to combat it. That overreaction may take many forms and cause immune reactivity, autoimmune or skin diseases, inflammation, neurological and digestive disorders, and other undiagnosed conditions like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. Are you gluten-free? Well, Stetson Chiropractic will get you and keep you back to health. Join me, Dr. Ken Muich, the king of pain, relief that is, every fourth Saturday on 6 Degrees. Call for your complimentary consultation at 480-948-4955. That's 480-948-4955. Or visit StetsonChiropractic.com.
Are you looking for a safe way to look and feel years younger without the risk of surgery, chemicals, or drugs? Beautiful Image of Scottsdale can help you stop aging in its tracks. Keep or improve that youthful glow. Beautiful Image of Scottsdale at 480-607-2505. You can see that the treatment reduces or eliminates fine lines, creases and wrinkles, hydrates and revitalizes the skin, firms, contours, tightens and lifts, clears dark circles and puffiness under the eyes, and can even diminish acne, sinusitis, and rosacea. 480-607-2505 or go to beautifulimageofscottsdale.com.
Hey, this is CC Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
To Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees, coming to you from KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale, as well as Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels. Thanks again for everybody's feedback. If you've missed any portion of the show, no worries. You can find us in iTunes probably about 24 to 48 hours after the show. Also, you can visit our podcast, and I will post on Facebook. We'd love it if you would, we were hoping to make it to 700 Facebook fans on our fan page, which is facebook.com Michelle Corr Media. And again, thank you for signing me up for Black Singles, whoever did that. I mean, I'm open to everything, but I don't know that I'd really qualify, but I am getting their emails now. Now in miracles, do we have Mary Ann on the line? Or did Mike call Mary Ann, hopefully? I don't know that she's calling in. We're supposed to give her a call, and I'm not going to give out her cell number. Awesome. Thank you so much. So for any of my listeners, the first time you've tuned in, I want to let you know that all my guests on my show, every single person I screen personally, so they don't get here unless they've gone through me at some point. And they are people that I know and I trust, that I believe in, that operate with morals, values, integrity, and that they will bend over to help you, especially if you are helping yourself. So there aren't any products, goods, services that if I can personally experience them, I haven't. You know, I go to any length that I can. I've even looked like roadkill a time or two. I had some crazy thing laser on my face and scared the public for about a week. But I was like, hey, I can't, you know, promote anything that I don't try myself. And our next guest that I'm very proud to introduce you to, and if you missed any of our previous shows, they're going to be here with us for a while, but Marianne Slater, she is the director of education from one of my favorite product lines of all time, and that's Skin Probiotic Systems. And I want to encourage you to put all your old products away and return back to balance basics for a very simple, well, healthcare regime and skin approach. And this is gender neutral, boys, so don't touch that dial. This is for everyone. Marianne, welcome.
Anne Marie,
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm reading something else. Anne Marie, hello. Where's my brain today? So glad to have you here. Thank you so much.
I'm glad to be back.
You know, I got to speak with John a little bit before the show today and got to find out a little bit more about your background. Now, I know you have over 30 years involved in the health and wellness or skincare industry from every angle.
Yes. I was fortunate enough to start out as an esthetician in a salon and worked my way into becoming trainers for skincare manufacturers. And working one-on-one with clients, also with salons, teaching them how to do treatments, training people for microdermabrasion. And after that, about the last 10 years, I got into the medical field. So I work for a wonderful dermatologist here in Texas and do a lot of the treatments for the patients, whether it's a regular facial, peels, or even laser.
So you have experience, you know, working with not only the doctors and the estheticians, but knowing what's important to the consumers as well.
Well, and besides that, seeing products change through the 30 years, you know, what was popular when I first started, you know, no one's even heard of it today. The ingredients change.
And so when John came to you and they introduced, and this is another reason I love this subject, is because we are overwhelmed with information. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're at Whole Foods or at Ulta or wherever you might be. There are so many products on the shelf. And we just get on overwhelmed and we don't know what to do. And then many of them are so creatively named, we're not even sure where they go or on what part of the body or what time to put them on. But when John came to you and said we had this unique product, I mean, originally you were like, oh my God, another product. I mean, how are you going to be different? And that's the thing I promote the most on my show is what makes you different, meaningful, and honest? Why does the consumer care? What does this mean to them? But this really blew your mind.
Well, starting at the beginning when, you know, certain ingredients were popular, people would just run and jump and, you know, this is the newest, latest, hottest ingredient. And what's happened is in the 80s, glycolic acids became very, very popular, which are actually good for the skin because they can unroof the dead skin cells and start some cell turnover and some rejuvenation. But what has happened is that these manufacturers put glycolic acid, better known as an alpha hydroxy or a beta hydroxy. There's all kinds of different hidden names, and people are getting it in every single product, whether it's cleanser, moisturizers, sunscreens, night creams. And so since the 80s, we've actually been over peeling our skin. And what I hear every day is people coming in saying, oh my gosh, my skin is so red, so sensitive, so irritated. What happened? Is that because I'm getting older? And so what John and the team and our dermatologist, Lisa Hines, came up with is a complete unique ingredient called probiotics, which people know through just advertising on TV and yogurt.
You hear about it in dog food and yogurt, but this
Absolutely.
Is the first product to deliver it in the skincare formula.
Nobody was doing it. They even had to travel to Europe in order to get the manufacturing labs to get a compound that would actually be stable and be able to be used topically in a skincare line because nobody's doing it. Even today, nobody's doing it. They were the first to introduce probiotics in a skincare line, and our very small line of 8 products can be, as you mentioned earlier, gender neutral, work for all skin types. Those 8 simple products restore the skin back to its health.
Now, what are probiotics? Because, again, like, it's another word the media got a hold of, and now people are aware of it, but they don't know what that means to them.
Well, just a quick little history on that. You know, probiotics, actually, the meaning is for life, and it's been known for centuries. And back many, many, many years ago, in the early 20th century, there was a Russian scientist that actually worked for the Louis Pasteur Institute, and he won the Nobel Prize for doing some studies on Bulgarian fermented milk. These people were healthier, they were living longer lives, and they said, oh my gosh, there must be something to this. So it became really kind of known in that time. And then what happened is around the 50s when antibiotics came out, and they were going crazy with the penicillins and that, so it kind of squashed the whole idea of the healthy bacteria because antibiotics were killing all the bacterias. And then it reemerged again about in the 70s people finding the benefits of probiotics again, and then this tremendous surge with it being in the yogurts and all of that type of thing. But the actual ingredient, the probiotic, is a healthy bacteria. And so used in a skincare product, and in order to be stable, we added a prebiotic, which hosts, I should say, like a happy environment for the probiotic to flourish. So what it does on the skin, it actually creates this long-lasting effect of a balanced environment, protecting the skin from environmental elements.
Wow.
Very unique.
Very unique. And the other thing I think that makes you unique is that you have so few SKUs.
Right.
I mean, it's so simple. And when I get excited and tell my friends and followers about the product line, I say it's gender neutral, not meaning that there's a boys and a girls line, meaning this product line is gender neutral. So economically, you know, if you're married or in a relationship or sharing products, both of you can use this. And it has every, I like to say it has everything women don't want and everything men want, in that there's no perfumes. It's very clean. Your day has a physical block, which again makes it unique and different. But how is it possible that you have so few SKUs that treat so many skin types?
You know, I think it goes back to people remembering that the skin is an organ. You know, we treat our heart well and we eat healthy things and have antioxidants. We try not to, you know, take too many medications or drink too much for our liver. And all of these things we try and do on the inside, we forget that the skin is an organ on the outside.
We forget that the skin is the largest organ in your body.
Correct. And so what happens is people try and overjudge what they've got to use on their skin, when the skin is the happiest and the healthiest is when it's at its balanced level, which the pH of the skin is a 4.5 to 5.5, which on a pH scale is naturally a little acidic because it's a protective barrier. So when it's not stripped, that barrier is not stripped, when it's functioning properly, when it's not exposed to so many harsh elements, it's going to function better and you're going to have less, whether it's breakouts, redness of rosacea, aging, you know, the UV damage, all of those things. So what this line did was made a very short, simple product line that can cover your basis of cleansing with the probiotics, protecting the skin with sunscreens, adding your nourishment for night creams. We have a mask, eye cream. They made 8 simple products that can cover the basis for all skin types. And I think that's really hard for people to understand, because, but wait, I have sensitive skin. No, I have oily acne. It's really talking all about balance.
Right, which we are so out of balance in so many aspects of our lives. So that's another reason this is perfect. And again, there's no mystery to the products. I mean, I think our lives are overwhelmed and we're over busy and we're inundated with all kinds of stimuli here and there. Your product line is day, night, eye, serum, cleanse, mask. Pretty easy. And another thing that you've gone over and above, and I'm honored to have been a little bit part of this process, is you've put some really nice, very affordable kits together. And the other thing is, when you're using, because a lot of the consumers will go, well, I mean, I can get a physical block sunscreen on the shelf. Okay, well, what you don't know is there's a lot of really bad stuff in all of that. And when you're using higher quality products, you normally use less of them. In fact, I think it's going to take me a year to get through my cleanser, because you use about a little bit more than a pin drop and my whole face bubbles up. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, they're so concentrated. And then I didn't know, since you were on the last show, that boys and girls, you can also use the cleanser as like a shaving lotion.
Yes, less irritation. You know, when I do my trainings around the country, one of the favorite things I love to do, because everyone loves, oh, our products have this and our products have that, and I'm going to get to that here in a minute, but what I like to start off with, and it kind of fools people, I like to talk about what our products don't have.
Right,
and
I love it.
And that's so fun for me. They're like, what are you talking about? And one of them, of course, we don't do animal testing, but one of the biggest things that you're going to find, and we're just on the tip of the iceberg of this, is no parabens. And there's a lot of controversy on parabens being possible carcinogens, and so the very forward companies now are just starting to remove them, which are waxy preservatives, out of their products. But we launched our line without parabens. So really, that's huge.
You guys are so far ahead of the game. And again, what the public doesn't know is they think if something's on the shelf, it's safe. What they don't know is now these have been banned 100% and I think pulled in Europe altogether. Like nothing's on the shelf, which means it's going to take 10 years for that to happen here.
Yes.
But, you know, by incredible people and products like you, we're educating people in advance. By the way, we're not pushing anything on you, but get the facts. Know what you're doing. And what seemed to be a great product line 10 years ago, the more information we have, the more science that we use, the more we understand the body, products change. We change. And it's really important to, again, people don't realize the impact of what we are putting externally. We can be very aware consciously of what we're putting into our bodies, but it's equally as important, if not more, as to what we're putting on the exterior.
Well, you know, I'm so glad that you said that because I have a funny story. When I started 30 years ago, people said you'll never make a living as an esthetician unless you move to Beverly Hills and work on the movie stars because the skin doesn't absorb and only the movie stars get facials. And I think back on that now, and I was a kid, I was young, I said, okay, I'll go to Beverly Hills and work, you know, in a salon there. And I did, which was a wonderful experience. But in those days, people didn't think the skin absorbed. And it wasn't until the transdermal patches came about, which was, we all commonly know, the nicotine patch. And some women are very fortunate to be able to get their hormone supplement, if they choose to, through a patch rather than ingesting a pill. So when this broke through in science, it proved that the skin does absorb things. And it just change the skincare industry.
Well, I'm excited because when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about the wonderful little package that you put together. We're going to give away two of the nighttime systems. And we're going to talk about the absorption rate because I have never used a product that is so moisturizing, that is absorbed instantly and not greasy. If you have a question or a comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. Still getting used to this phone number. 866-472-5788. Or if you're online, you can visit skinprobiotics.com. And that's skinprobiotics.com. You can also call 800-717-SKIN. So we'll be back with Anne-Marie Slater, the Director of Education from Skin Probiotic Systems. This is Michelle Kors with Vitabella Weight Loss Center's HCG Diet Plan. Vitabella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG Natural Hormone Diet. And maintain your weight loss. Vitabella Weight Loss Center's 623-334-5280. That's 623-334-5280.
You sex a thing, you.
You know how stressed out and tense so many of us are today? You see it at home, work, at school, driving in your car, everywhere. As a result of the unrelieved pressure of modern-day life, we are locked in a chronic stress state that wears us out, wears us down, compromises our health, ages us prematurely, and yes, even makes us fat. I'm John Petrie, a board-certified alpha bioticist, and I have good news. It doesn't have to be that way. Since 1971, alpha bioticists have used a fast, safe, effective, hands-on process that interrupts the stress cycle, and much like rebooting your computer, it reboots the brain. So whether you're a homemaker or an athlete, a secretary or a CEO, 480-607-2505, or visit tlchealing.com.
Doc's Place, in association with Next Stoop
Academy of the Arts,
presents
Five Tempting Men,
a Temptations tribute band,
performing live Sunday,
July 25th,
from 8 to 10 p.m.
Cocktails served at 6,
showtime at 8.
Five Tempting Men,
a Temptations tribute band,
featuring lead singer Cleveland Jones and famed Motown writer Al Boyd,
performing live Sunday,
July 25th, at Doc's Place,
located at 40 East Camelback Road in Phoenix.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
One mile to every inch, your skin like porcelain. One pair of candy lips and your bubblegum tongue. And if you want love, deep sea.
Your body is a wonderland, but we're going to make it even more fabulous. We're visiting with Anne-Marie Slater, Director of Education of Skin Probiotic Systems. And again, I don't promote anything that I don't use. And I was using another very reputable brand that I really liked for a while. But, you know, your skin gets tired of things. If whatever you're using isn't working for you, it's really time to get back to basics and back to a very simple, affordable, cost-effective, gender-neutral system. And that's why I love this so much, and I've loved being a part of you guys even creating little mini packages so everybody has everything they need. And today we're talking about your nighttime system, and we were talking during the break. Sherry's in studio with me today, and I have had a chance to travel a little bit myself the last couple months, and I have used these products in Florida, Newport Beach, California, and Phoenix. So I think we've covered most of the, you know, demographically, the humidity, the heat, the, you know, moisture. Right now it's hot and humid here, but you go inside and you're blasted by the air conditioner. And I've never had a product line that can adapt with me. And like when I am outside, especially if I'm in Florida, then I'm going to be outside literally, you know, like on a boat or something. So I can't protect myself minus my hat. And my other sunscreen would slide off my face. Like, I couldn't keep it on my face. Then it was getting in my eyes. And this is like, once you put it on, it's there. And Sherry was talking about, you know, getting used to the dryness here, even with the humidity right now. We're blasted in our cars. We're blasted in our houses by the air conditioner drying out our system. And I've never used a product like the nighttime or the eye cream that was so moisturizing, but my skin absorbed it instantly with no greasy residue.
Well, that's a really good way to put it, that you're adapting when you're in these different climates, and that think about what the skin's going through. It's trying to adapt as well. And so, you know, I could sit and talk the whole show about probiotics that's in our line that makes us so different than everybody else. But the base of that is just exactly doing what the skin needs to do, is adapt accordingly to what it's exposed to, whether it's the pollutants, it's the humidity, it's the dryness, because the skin functions best when the microflora, which is the healthy bacteria on the surface of the skin, is actually, you know, the proper amount, because it's been proven that acne skin types have a higher of the bad bacteria percentage in it. And so you want to create a healthy environment so that the irritation isn't on the top layer of the skin. You're not going to have that redness. You're not going to have little rashes that come up from traveling. You're not going to have the breakouts, because the probiotics is keeping that top layer healthy, that whole microflora. And, you know, we could rest on our laurels here with the product line just with probiotics, but we went a step further, because there is huge, huge amount of science behind antioxidants topically on the skin, because every day we're exposed to the stresses, the UV rays, pollutants, things like that. And so we went ahead, and this is why I think you're in love with the night cream, is because we kind of covered our bases. We have the pre and probiotics, and then we added super antioxidants, which is a funny name called Cucumis Milo. And there's a very famous celebrity on TV that talks about her one ingredient, melon ingredient, with her French dermatologist, showing this helps anti-aging because the melon doesn't age and go bad as quickly. And this special extract, this Cucumis Milo, we have added into our night cream and our eye cream. So we not only have the healthy part of the probiotics, but we've also added the super antioxidant of the Cucumis Milo. We've added algae, which has been known for years to help with oxygenating the skin, helping turn over the cell layers, creating a healthy skin. And then the minerals and vitamins that are needed too, whether they're A, B, C, D, E. And then we've also added the minerals of the copper, zinc, and manganese. So it's kind of like, the best way of putting it is covering our bases. So the skin has everything it needs.
So it's like hitting the reset button.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And why this works for so many and so many different skin types, age, gender, is because our skin all needs to be about approximately at the same pH to be healthy.
Yes, and people think that they need to do different oils and heavy creams and things like that. When the skin's functioning properly and the top layers, the dead skin cells aren't all built up and all of that, you don't need as heavy of things as we think that we do, because the skin is going to need actually less. And so what we did, and we had such a great overwhelming response from our first show with our starter kit that I do, John says it's still on the website to be able to get. So then what we're going to talk about today was the night system, and that starts with our night cream, which is very unique because it's a time-released formula. So all night long it's working for you. One of the strongest antioxidants available to man today, the Cucumis Melo is in there. And then for the moisturizing quality is shea butter. And shea butter is very, very light, and it's not going to clog the pores. It's not waxy. It's oily. So it's going to give you the hydration without the heaviness.
What I love about the night cream is that, like you said, it's working overnight. My old night cream, I loved it. I put it on. It felt good. But when I woke up and showered in the morning or washed my face, I could feel it all washing back off.
Yes.
Like it was like, oh, the water's slipping over my face, and then there goes the product with it.
Just laying on top. And usually that is a sign sometimes of waxes like that.
Ah.
And what we did is the same technique in the eye cream. Our eye cream is one of our best sellers. It's right beside our serum. And it has also a time-released formula. The one eye cream, a very, very small amount morning and night. But the algae in it is oxygenating, so that helps with the puffiness and dark circles, as we all don't want to see when we wake up in the morning. And then as well as that, we've got the super antioxidant, the Cucumis Melo. So this product is very gender friendly because it's not heavy at all. I can't tell you how many facials I give every day cleaning out whiteheads around the eyes, because women are using either mineral oil, baby oil to take off their eye makeup, too heavy of eye creams, petrolatum based things, and it creates all those little clogs. You don't want that around the eye.
No, baby oil and mineral oil is very dangerous. And then your night cream package includes the mask, too, which is great because I think all of us, you know, if you can't afford to go to the spa or get a special facial or treatment, many little home treatments like this are incredible and you feel revitalized and refreshed.
Yes, absolutely. We made this package almost half off. We offered the night cream, the eye cream, and our mask is a unique product because it's an anti-inflammatory ingredient. So it's a mild, mild clay, also with the wonderful benefits of the probiotics. So you can actually use that as your weekly exfoliator. That's all you need. You don't need to be any harsher to the skin than that. Little tricks that people do, great little spot treat if you feel a little blemish coming up. And you can use this accordingly to your skin type. If you have dry skin, just leave it on not as long. If you have thick, oily skin, you can leave it on longer. You know, it's very friendly to using if you have 2 minutes or you have 10 minutes.
Wow, that's so awesome. And you said it, the value is almost 50% off. So it's
$89.
And again, these products last very long. I think I've been using my eye cream about almost 6 months now. So again, and I don't think you can put a price tag on your skincare, number one. I mean, we only get, if you're looking at saving money long term and you don't want a facelift or skin cancer in the future, now is the time to be taking care of ourselves and being good to ourselves. And again, because it's gender neutral, you know, you can buy this and you and your sweetheart can share them. So it goes even further. And of course, if you go to Skin Probiotics, and that's SK, I think you have both URLs, but SK, the number one, probiotics.com. If you enter 6 picks, it's also free shipping. So this is available anywhere. And we're going to give away 2 on the show today. So we won't have you live on the air, but you can send me an email at info@michellecore.com. That's info@michellecore.com. Or you can call in and give Mike your number. I think he's over there, 866-472-5788. Anne-Marie, any last-minute messages that you'd like to leave our listeners with, or skin tips?
I think one of the things, you know, my age range in the dermatology office, I get everything from 12-year-olds all the way up to 80-year-olds. And when I get the typical, you know, baby boomer, they say, you know what, I'm okay with a few of my wrinkles and this. I just want to bring my glow back. Where's my healthy-looking skin? I want to look refreshed and vibrant. And I encourage all of your listeners, if that's the way that they're feeling, this is the product that's going to give it to them, because the skin is going to be healthy, it's going to look healthy, it's going to be balanced, less redness. And, you know, I live in Texas. As you're there in Arizona, we're in hot climates. We feel like we're always red and beat up. So it just gives a real boost that you actually can get your glow back.
Absolutely. That, and it has so, I mean, really putting your best face forward in anything that we do. You know, if you're looking for a job, if you're going for an interview, if you're going on a date, if you're with your loved ones, having a bad hair day, you know, you can change that the next day, but having incredible skin is something you want for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Emery, thank you so much. I can't wait to have you back here next month. Actually, we might be pre-taped that day. It's my birthday. So, but we will see you. And thanks for all you do for our listeners.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Me too. I hope everybody has a safe, healthy, and happy weekend. We will see you in 7.
You've been listening to Michelle Kor 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Kor at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.